Hi, this is Angela.
And I will be Kim today.
And I'm still Peggy.
And together we are
the Book Broads.
Yay, it's us.
So we are excited. Again, we get a lot of enthusiasm for the stuff that we do. And right now we are thinking about Book Camp Vancouver coming up on October 1st.
Friday, October 1st.
SFU Harbor Center. We'll be there. All three of us will be there this year.
For the first time. I'm a Book Camp virgin. So.
Yeah, we're going to look after Peggy and make sure she has a good time.
Peggy's losing it.
No, I think you will actually have a really good time. I loved hanging out and meeting so many interesting people there.
Yeah.
Quite fascinating. Booksellers, book lovers, writers, people in the publishing industry. It was just exciting.
And you guys really came back like full of enthusiasm.
No, it was fun.
I was very sorry that I wasn't there. I was working.
I had a good time. The bar.
We don't feel sorry for you, Peggy. You were working in Las Vegas. Come on now.
You guys have no idea what it's like there. Wait till you see the frat house in Vegas. Angela, because trust me, you'll have a completely different idea.
I can't wait.
Yes, I was working. But this year, okay, so educate me, guys. What am I going to see?
Well, Book Camp is an open conference concept. Last year, the events were sourced, so people would propose ideas for talks, and then there was some kind of adjudication or voting process. I can't even remember what it was.
Crowdsourcing.
This year is a little bit different. The organizing committee polled the attendees who had registered up till a certain point and made some decisions about the kinds of content people were interested in hearing about, and they have gone out and approached appropriate speakers. And so it looks like there's three concurrent rooms at any one time in the day, and giving attendees three different places to be. And it is an open conference, so people do jump in and out of sessions. Lots of live tweeting and live blogging and Facebook status.
Right. Everyone's doing the BlackBerry prayer.
Yeah.
Which is fun, because if you're in a session and you see something happening in another room that you're not there, and you realize that that's more relevant to your work or your interest, then you can step out and move to another space and see the rest of the conversation that's of more interest to you. Kim and I were really good last year. We divided and conquered. We didn't attend any sessions the same. And this year, with three rooms and three broads, I guess you'll see total coverage of the day.
Yeah. And you don't know what they're going to be teaching you, and the conversations that happen in those rooms. It's fun. And also hearing the new voices that are coming up, who are coming out of the publishing industry, the courses and stuff, and they have some different ideas and visions. And you know, I'm sort of had my years of working in the industry, and it's nice to hear some fresh takes on things. So
yeah.
It is. It opens up your eyes differently. And I also have my opinions that, my ways are the ways it should be, but I'm always willing to hear some new stuff.
Well, Speaking of that, one speaker, Amanda Lastoria, who's at 11:30 to 12:15 in the 1900 Fletcher Challenge Theater room, is going to be talking about ebook production. Mm-hmm. I call Bagsies on that one. I want to be in that room because I really want to... You know, and I'm famous for really ignoring a lot of the stuff that goes on around me and keeping my head down in my little cubby. So I really want to see what other people are doing in that area. And there's another one at 1 o'clock, digital reading experiences. Kim, you're totally into digital reading. So maybe I'm just guessing here that you might want to see that one.
I don't know, maybe hanging out in the hallway, drinking coffee.
Well, we won't commit to being in any particular room, but we'll sort that out.
It's rock, paper, scissoring outside. but it's fun. Oh, the bar at the end.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
It's just drinking and talking books.
Bar camp.
Yeah, bar camp is always fun. We got kicked out of the last bar camp.
Well,
we?
No, did we're not. Really? No, bar camp and the bar after, I think, are two different things. I think bar camp is sort of pitches for continuing sessions that will happen as a result of what we've seen throughout the day. And then the bar, last year we ended up at the Steamworks Pub for a pint and some snacks.
No, they moved us out of there.
And we got moved around the different groups. But we'll find out on the day. Anyone who's interested in joining us there, all kinds of people attend. Publishers would be publishers, writers would be writers, aspiring publishing students, the old guard, the new guard. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. The hallway conversations for me were really the best thing.
Yeah, for sure.
So we hope that we'll see lots of you there, and we encourage anybody with a book. We are the Book Broads, and we love to connect with writers in particular.
And interview people and do all kinds of other fun stuff. So we will definitely be hunting you down if you don't find us first.
We look forward to it. And in the meantime, we'll see you at thebookbroads.com.
That's right.
Bye, everybody.
Have a good day. Ciao. Arrivederci.